Hello everyone, it is your lad Adam Morris from Conspiracy Industries. I hope everyone is having a bloody brilliant day. I'm having a great day. Today I want to talk about DJing in the modern day and what it's like stepping into a club and kind of the booth with all the equipment and the gear. So I've been producing for about 10 years, but I've been DJing for much less. And it was always very daunting. I'm at the position now where I'm going to be playing live and I'm going to be playing in clubs in LA very shortly. But I'd never really got my hands on CDJs. Now, obviously, if you don't know, and the club standard is a set of CDJ 2000 Nexus 2s with a DJM 900 Nexus 2. Everything's bloody Nexus 2. Sounds like they're from another planet. It's funny, really, because they're not really like they're from another planet. They're the easiest things in the world to use. And they all use Rekordbox, and it's all just USB sticks these days, which is good, because as much as I respect the old school style of vinyl and real DJing, as people would say, I couldn't be fucking arsed carrying loads of vinyl records around with me and fucking learning my records where they are and all that. I mean, it's fucking effort. I'd rather be sat on Ableton making music. So my advice to anyone who is ever going to take up CDJs. For example, right now, I just left Guitar Center and I'd been in there for about 2 hours. I prepared my mixes on Rekordbox, which is free. Just go to Pioneer's website and download it from there. And I just took my USB stick in and I just plugged it in and I set the main master to cue, put the headphones on, off we go. Just spent in there and I made a couple of mistakes. But that's why you go and practice. So what I'm trying to say from this is, if you're looking at trying to get into DJing and you want to step into the club scene, it's actually really easy. It's really, really easy. Go on YouTube, learn the ins and outs. Learn the ins and outs of the mixer. Learn the ins and outs of the players. They're really, really simple, okay? They look daunting. They look like they're all flashy. But in all honesty, it's quite simple. The biggest amount of work, okay, that will be, and if anybody tells you any differently, they're lying and it's all bullshit and they're all fueling their own ego. The biggest thing that you need to consider when you're preparing to play live is the track selection, the track preparation. Know your library, do the work, put the work in on your library, make sure all your cue points are on point, make sure all your hot cues, and make sure your grids are lined up, okay? Go in there knowing that everything's flawless, and chances are you'll probably do your mix flawless. CDJs today make it very easy for artists to get mixes right. So be the creative one, be productive, be aware of current music, stay up to date with people. It's really important. For example, I keep a little log in my Evernote of all the labels and artists that I like, and once a month I update my library. It's that simple. Then I know I've got the latest material to chuck into my mixes and to change up and to play out live. It's all relatively simple, really. And please ignore anybody who goes on about this sync button and quantize button cheating and stuff like that. They've usually got a bigger vinyl collection than friends, and they usually spend time at home saying what it used to be like back in the day. They're probably bold, over fucking 35, and they've probably not played live in a very long time. So it's all about having fun and having a good time, and fuck the trolls, okay? Go down, if you want to learn to play CDJs, okay, read about them online, watch YouTube videos on them, learn Rekordbox inside out, learn your library inside out, bang it all down to a USB and take it into a guitar shop and play it, because that's what I did and that's how I learned, and it cost me nothing, okay? And now I'm so confident I'd play any event tomorrow. So that's my advice, that's today, I hope everyone's having a great week. We're midway through the week now. I'm looking forward to the weekend. I've got a load of exciting things on. I hope you all have a brilliant day, and I look forward to catching you all tomorrow. Bye for now.